In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Martin Luther lived between the years 1483 and 1546. He was a reformer of the 16th century, who withdrew from the church, and began the great division among Christians. He wanted to reform the church from its vices. But his desire to reform took him too far, and he ended up separating and organizing his own church. He believed himself to be inspired directly by God, and no one could criticize his ideas. He says, for example, "In 1,000 years on no bishop has God bestowed such great gifts as me. I am certain that I have received my dogmas from heaven. My dogmas will remain and the Pope will succumb. My gospel does not have a human origin, but a divine one. I am the prophet of the Germans. I am certain that the word of God is in me. And, as a prophet, he is more than the Pope. For this reason he himself excommunicates the Pope by saying, 'In the same way that they excommunicate me in the name of his sacrilegious heresy, so I for my part excommunicate them in the name of the holy truth of God.'" And as the absolute head of his church, he organizes the Evangelical Mass or Holy Supper at his own pleasure. He published a manual of rubrics or formula of Mass and Communion, and sent a bull, as if he were the Pope of his church. And Martin Luther says, "My doctrine cannot be judged by anyone or by angels. Since I am certain of its truth, I want to be judge of you and also of the angels, as St. Paul the Apostle says." Martin Luther also says, "Whoever does not accept my doctrine, he will not reach bliss. My doctrine is not mine, but God's." When Martin Luther was translating the Bible into German without knowing Greek very well and Hebrew at all, he tried to Germanize the expressions to make them more understandable. But sometimes he modifies the text substantially. For example, when St. Paul the Apostle says in Romans chapter 4 verse 15 that the law produces anger, Martin Luther translates it to, "The law produces only anger." Another example in Romans chapter 3 verse 28, where it is said that man is justified by faith, Martin Luther translates it to, "Man is justified by faith alone." He makes up the word alone. When someone criticized him for this, he replied, "Dr. Martin Luther wants it that way. That's how I want it, and that's how I command it, sic volo, sic jubeo, sit pro ration voluntas. With this I have answered your question, and I beg you, do not desire to answer any more to such donkeys, and their vain talk about the word alone. Nobody is forbidden to do a better translation, but I do not tolerate that the papists are my judges. Because they still have too long ears for that, and their brain is too weak to judge my way of translating." Jerome Memser, who died in 1527, discovered 1,400 errors in Martin Luther's translation. Martin Luther even excludes some books from the Bible by his own free will. He says, "The Epistle of James is nothing more than straw, because it does not present any evangelical character. The letter to the Hebrews is not from St. Paul the Apostle, or from any other apostle, and we can also find firewood, straw and hay grass in it. The letter of St. Jude the Apostle is an extract from those of St. Peter the Apostle and others. It is an unnecessary epistle that today should not be counted among the fundamental books of our faith. About the book of Revelation, I do not find anything apostolic or prophetic in this book." So at least the letter of James of Jude to the Hebrews and Revelation from Martin Luther are not inspired by God. Martin Luther had a bitter hatred for the Pope. In all his writings he vomits his hatred against the Pope with the grossest and most vulgar expressions. In his treatise against the Roman papacy founded by the devil, he says, among other things, such as, "Infernal Father St. Paul III, where do these powers come from to your infernality?" The hatred of Martin Luther was manifested especially in the drawings against the Pope which he published in the Bible, and in other writings, especially in the Portrait of the Papacy published in 1541. These drawings inspired by him were painted by the famous Lucas Cranach the Elder, and there are some which are very rude with excrement and worse things. This is something very unworthy of a Christian and of a prophet of God. Martin Luther, before dying, he said about these drawings in 1545, "I know that I cannot live long, and yet I have many things that would need to be revealed about the Pope and his kingdom. For this reason, I have published these figures or images, each of which is worth a whole book to be written against the Pope and his diabolical kingdom. Let these figures be my testament. I die in hatred of the wicked, the Pope who rose above God. I wish that after my death you retain only one thing, hatred for the Roman pontiff. And Martin Luther wanted the epitaph on his grave, to be in life I was your plague, dead I will be your death, O Pope. Frequently Martin Luther would bless his followers and say, May the Lord fill you with his blessing, and hatred to the Pope. His hatred to the Pope did not leave him alone even at the time of death. And we can say the same about his expressions against the Catholic Church, or against the famous universities of Paris, Louvain, and Cologne. Martin Luther says of the University of Paris, She is the mother of all the errors of Christianity, and the greatest prostitute of the spirit, the greatest brothel of the Antichrist who is the Pope. For this and for much more, we can mention what another reformer, Henry Bullinger, who lived from 1504 to 1575, the successor of Huldrych Zwingli at the Zurich location, said in the year 1545. Luther does not keep any measure. His writings for the most part are nothing more than din and slander. He displays great magnificence and quickly sends to the devil all those who do not surrender to him. It is clear as day and unfortunately undeniable that no one has written about things of faith important and serious questions in a more wild, rude and indecent way than Luther. We can talk about many other points where we can also see that Martin Luther was not a saint and even less a prophet of God. For example, in matters of marriage he said, Marriage is absolutely mandatory and necessary for those who have organs of procreation. The woman was not created to be a virgin, but to beget children. Women only serve for marriage or prostitution. Martin Luther believed that adultery should be punished with the death penalty and says, If the civil authority is negligent and delinquent and does not impose the death penalty, the adulterer can go to a distant country and marry there if the adulterer is unable to live in continence. But it would be much better if the adulterer died to avoid a bad example. When one of the spouses does not want to live with the other, as when a stubborn woman insists on not being interested in anything, even if her husband falls 10 times into impurity, then the husband can tell her. If you don't want to, someone else will. If the lady does not want to, the maid will come then. I hate divorce so much that I prefer bigamy. In fact, in 1539, Martin Luther with Melanchthon and Martin Bucer allowed Prince Philip I of Hessen, his protector, to have 2 wives. And justified it based on the Bible, and that this matter was necessary for the good of the Christian Church. But he advised him not to make it public. And when many found out, he advised him to lie and say that he was not married, but she was his concubine. He says the world will not collapse because one for a better good and for the sake of the Christian Church tells a good and thick lie. Martin Luther wrote a book about monastic vows and another one about why and how virgins can leave the cloister according to God, where he says that vows are unnatural because for Martin Luther the sexual union of man and woman is of absolute necessity, and marriage is obligatory for a normal person. Martin Luther hated the Catholic Church so much and said, The bishops, priests, monks and nuns, the masses and all that kingdom with its dogmas and ministries, are nothing other than monstrosities, idols, larvae, lies, the very abomination put in a holy place, prostituting himself with bishop and church. As for tolerance, he was ruthless with his enemies. Karlstadt was forbidden to preach and publish his books. He hated Zwingli and says of him in a letter dated October 27, 1527, I think he is very worthy of holy hatred for handling the word of God so shamelessly and treacherously. Can we accept these things from someone sent from God? Among the good things about Martin Luther, we can mention his love for the Virgin Mary. He speaks of her as the sweet virgin and tender mother of God. In his book Commentary on the Magnificat, he says that all the praises to Mary are summed up in one word, Mother of God. No one can say a greater thing about her. In his dining room, he had a crucifix and an image of Mary with the child Jesus. He accepted the baptism of children, and above all, Martin Luther preserved the belief in the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, and defended it against a Columpadius, Zwingli, Carltud, and Schwenkfeld. The most serious thing was to put the authority of the church in the hands of the princes, who considered ecclesiastical things as a matter of public administration. The princes were absolute controllers of religion in their regions, and with intolerance, they expelled all those who did not follow the Lutheran doctrines. But Christianity did not improve with the Lutheran reforms. In fact, Martin Luther himself recognized that in implanting Lutheranism, they were no better than Catholics. He said in the fall of 1533, "Our life is as bad as that of the papists. The appearance of our churches is very miserable because the peasants do not learn anything, they do not know anything, they do not pray anything, they do not go to confession or take communion. They abandon what is papistic and despise what is ours." In summary, we can ask those who accept Martin Luther as a saint and prophet of God, why do you accept some of his things and not others? Did not all the saints and fathers of the church and all the previous doctors not have the wisdom of God? All of them were wrong for 15 centuries. Was only Martin Luther right?
Many thanks for watching the video. Please also take a moment to enjoy these 99 Catholics videos, which share related content about our faith. And also help to support our channel by becoming a member. Details are in the description box below. May God bless you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.